Do you want some delicious jerky that you can make out of wild game or domestic meat? Well, let me show you how I make mine.
First, mix half a cup of malt or apple cider vinegar, half a cup of Worcestershire sauce, 1 to 2 cups of honey, 2.5 cups of soy sauce, and heat until the honey is dissolved. Then mix 2 tablespoons of smoked paprika,
2 tablespoons of oregano, 4 tablespoons of black pepper, 2 tablespoons of garlic powder,
2 tablespoons of onion powder, 1/4 cup of red pepper flakes, 3/4 of a tablespoon of cayenne pepper or whatever you want for your amount of spiciness, 1/4 teaspoon of liquid smoke, and then stir very well. I like to cut my meat against the grain and partially frozen, so that way it cuts a lot easier.
I'm cutting to a thickness of about 1/8 of an inch.
Here I'm using a meat slicer, which obviously speeds up the process since I'm doing 8 pounds of meat. Load the meat into a Ziploc bag or whatever container that you would like, and then pour in your mixture. Massage it really well and then let it set at least overnight. Here I'm putting it on a smoker. Gracie obviously thinks that it's unfair that she's not getting any.
I made sure to set the smoker at the lowest limit possible for this smoker.
And it'll smoke for about 2 to 3 hours, or whatever your desired doneness is.
Now, obviously, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You can hang dry it if you're in a dry enough area with good airflow going through it. You can dry it on the smoker, like I did here. And you could also use your oven or a dehydrator. So, several ways to skin a cat, but you end up with a good product at the end.